You're with SBS Radio.
Lakas na bagong monitor sa integridad na tumatarget sa doping, pandaraya at korupsyon sa pagpusta sa mga palakasan sa Australia. Ito ay bahagi ng isang pang-overhaul sa kasalukuyang integridad sa pagins. Pakinggan natin sa ating wika ang tinipong ulat ni Michelle Rimmer. Halos 6 na buwan na ang lumipas buhat ng ipahayag suri ng Australian Sports Integrity Arrangement ni James Wood. Noong Martes, ipinahayag ng gobyerno ang kanilang sagot sa mga rekomendasyon ng ulat at ang kanilang mga plano upang linisin ang pambansang palakasan. Sinabi ni Ministro Bridget Mackenzie ng Sports na hindi papayagan ng Australia.
Send a very, very clear message. Australians have no tolerance for corruption in sport. These reforms send a very, very clear message. Australians have no tolerance for corruption in sport, and neither does our government. We're also reassuring the hundreds of thousands of Australians who are involved in sport at every level, not just elite, but right down to grassroots participation, that they can be confident that their sport is better protected from doping, from drug use, match fixing, criminal exploitation of athletes and events. Thousands of Australians who are involved in sport at every level, not just elite, but right down to better protected from doping, from drug use, match fixing, criminal exploitation of athletes and events.
Kasama sa serye ng mga pagbabagong tatarget sa doping, match fixing at illegal betting, sinabi ng gobyerno na magtatayo sila ng nag-iisang National Sports Integrity Agency, ang tinawag na Sport Integrity Australia. Ang lupon ay magsasama ng Australian Sports Anti-Doping Authority, ang National Integrity of Sport Unit.
Sport Integrity Australia will be the one-stop shop for integrity issues for all sports, large and small. And it will become Australia's new national anti-doping organisation and bring together national coordinated of responses across all sports around integrity issues.
Ayon kay Ministro Mackenzie, ito ay magiging pangkalahatang ahensya para sa mga isyu ng integridad sa lahat ng sports sa Australia.
Sport Integrity Australia will be the one-stop shop for integrity issues for all sports, large and small. And it will become Australia's new national anti-doping organisation.
What's being put forward will be looked back on as a landmark moment in sports integrity, and it will take sport to the next level in this country. I think that's something we should all be very proud of.
National coordinated of responses across all sports around integrity issues.
Nangako din ng gobyerno na magtatatag sila ng isang pambansang tribunal upang dinggin ng mga patakaran sa anti-doping at iba pang away.
Having one central body to undertake integrity across the country is important, but ensuring that body has the right level of funding so they can do their job is also important.
Sinabi ni Ministro Peter Dotton ng Home Affairs na ang mga pagbabago ay magiging isang mahalagang pag-ikot para sa sport sa Australia.
What's in sports integrity, and it will take sport to the next level in this country. I think that's something we should all be very proud of.
Malugod namang tinanggap ang mga pagbabago ni Matt Carroll, CEO ng Australian Olympic Committee, sa kabila ng pahayag na kailangan ng sapat na pondo para sa bagong ahensya upang matupad ang kanyang mga katungkulan.
Having one central body to undertake.
Thank you so much to the government for taking a lead on this. It's something that I hope will be reflected globally over time, because the very essence of sport relies on its integrity.
The country is important, but ensuring that body has the right level of funding so they can do their job is also important.
Pumayag ang gobyerno sa halos 52 rekomendasyon na lumabas sa pagsusuri ng Sport Integrity
the magic of sport without doubting whether the performance is true, whether it is actually the people competing to the very best of their ability.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.